We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And guess what? Baseball is back. That's right. The boys will be getting back out on the diamond this week. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, plenty of action can be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Here's how it works. You place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team, and for every home run they hit in that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. Can't beat that. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim. He's Greg. And this is one of our favorite segments. We call this What Grinds My Gears. What that means is if we've got a pet peeve, just something that rubs us the wrong way, hopefully within the college football world, this is our chance to get it out, put it out there. It's our chance to bitch, Greg. So I am going to give you the first opportunity. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we have gotten to this point, Jim. And I'm going to go back to the last segment and note that the little foam things that they've put in holes on golf courses, while initially I thought it was a great idea and it actually was going to help my putting, Jim, if I had a dollar for every putt that hit that cup and rolled out, and then you had to have the conversation with your buddies about whether or not the putt counted or not, I would have enough dollars to probably play around the golf every day for the rest of the summer. So I know why we have those in there. I understand that it's a part of the coronavirus mitigation and for safety efforts and all that. But let's put them a little bit deeper in the hole. That way we don't have to decide whether or not it rolling around the pin in the hole counts as a made putt. I know some people play it, whereas as soon as it rolls onto that and, it's good, some people are a little bit more, I would say, coloring outside the lines with it and want to judge each putt individually. So I would like to see those reduced to some of my local courses a little bit and, put it in there where it can to promote, again, the coronavirus mitigation. But let's not have it right at the top of the cup. So we have to have these arguments about ball, the ball rolling off of it and down the green and everything else. So that is my leadoff batting proposition to you, Jim.
That's a very good one, but I'll go a step further. As long as you brought up the golfing thing, initially, when I first went out to my local golf course at the beginning of the season, when we were first allowed to go out, they had that where they had the cup raised up and out of the hole, and all you had to do was hit that cup, and it counts as good. So if your ball would have rimmed the cup and gone out, even with the traditional hole, it now counts as good because all you had to do was glance that cup that was raised. So that was only for the first time it was out there. They then went to the foam things. I'm lobbying for them to go back to the raised cup. But all right, that's a good way to start. Let me give you my first one, Greg. And if you've been listening to the show for the last week or so, you probably could guess that this is my pet peeve. Last week, Penn State came out with their announcement on their tests, and they told us they had no positive COVID tests, however many, 178. And by the way, they have 31 pending cases. What they failed to do was explain to us what a pending case means. It may mean nothing. It may be they just didn't get results back from those yet. Then don't mention it. But does 31 pending cases mean, those tentatively were positive and they're double checking on it?
Yeah.
Did they ever explain what that means?
Yeah.
So either explain what it means or don't mention it.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Jim. The way I understood it was, keep in mind that one of the things that's made this a little bit confusing is that Penn State's not releasing its individual sport results, right? So it's not like they tested 178 members of the football program. They had tested 178 student athletes, period. And I think for some other sports, Jim, like basketball, for example, Ben Jones of statecollege.com reported that Penn State was one of the schools that started in-person workouts, on-court workouts for basketball this past Monday. So my guess might be that some of the people who were back and getting tested, those ones that they didn't have results for yet, and I assume that to mean they just didn't have results yet because maybe the test had just gotten taken, they could be basketball players or members of another sport who just recently were allowed to come back. So yeah, I thought that was a little bit bizarre too. I'm always for more information than less information. I think you are as well. But when you don't really define what exactly the stuff means, it can become a little bit confusing. I did take that to mean though that they just hadn't received results yet for those tests, and that we'll learn more about those not this Wednesday but next Wednesday when the next update comes out,
which is fine. That's fine, but just tell us that. But by putting it out the way they did, it's almost like one of those things where we're trying to hide something or we're not telling you everything. And that's not the way you make an announcement like that. And like I said, it very well could be very innocent and it's just a case where they haven't gotten the results. But just tell us that then. So anyway, all right, that was my number one grind my gears. It's your turn. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just getting frustrated, and I think most will agree with this, even though we all understand it. But the waiting game to find out if we're going to have a college football season, Jim. You know, obviously, we have, you know, our lives are very much tied to the fact that we need a college football season in a way. And a lot of people need it, not because they, you know, talk on a radio show or write about it for a living or whatever, but because it's a release and an outlet that gets you through the day. If you have a bad Tuesday, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be Wednesday and you're going to be one step closer to Saturday and Sunday in football. And there's so many people that are in that boat. I assume most of the people listening to this show are too. So I just wish we had more answers. I know why we don't have more answers. I know why there are delays and you know, reasons to wait until the last minute as opposed to setting a deadline that could be seen as arbitrary. So I get all of that, but it's really starting to grind my gears that it's July 22nd, and I just don't feel like we know anything more now than we knew on April 22nd or May 22nd or June 22nd. We got the kids back on campus. That's great. They can be back around the coaches now. We're closing in on the time when I believe for the first time in NCAA history, at least since as far back as I can research, that they'll allow teams to have walkthroughs before camp to try and replace some of what was lost, certainly not all, but some of what was lost by no spring practice. So, I mean, we're closing in on some key marks and they haven't canceled the season yet or suspended it. So I guess that's a plus. But at the same time, they haven't put kick time and TV designations on any of the Big Ten Conference games this year. And they haven't said when the Big Ten Conference season is going to start. So until they do those things, it's a little hard to be super positive and optimistic about what is on the horizon. So hopefully we get some answers here soon. Obviously, we're all hoping for positive answers and we'll wait as long as we have to do that. But, you know, at some point here, some decisions have to be made and it's just unclear who's going to make those. I'm assuming it's Kevin Warren, the new Big Ten commissioner. Talk about a crazy year to be the incoming commissioner. But, you know, they're not running out of time, but they're getting close. So I would really like to see some concrete conversations start sooner rather than later in the public sphere, not just behind closed doors.
I'm with you on that, Greg. And I do think we have to understand that they're trying to wait as long as possible so that they can have a positive answer to whether we have college football or not. But with that in mind, I wish they would be more forthcoming, as you said earlier, about more information instead of less. Like when the Big Ten says we are not going to do out of conference games, that's okay. Can you give us a little more background, though, what the plan B is here?
Right.
You know, whether we're thinking, okay, we'll move the conference schedule up if this happens, we'll push it back if this happens. You know, explain to us the thinking that went behind it, not just make us try to figure out why they made that decision. Again, more information is better. All right. I'm going to give you my next one, and this is going to go back to a little bit, again, what we talked about earlier, is the no central authority at the NCAA. And I understand the conferences kind of have to do what's best for their own conference in their best interest. You know, the Big Ten comes out, and I guess the Pac-12 followed with they're not going to play out-of-conference games. The Southeast Conference, ACC, Big 12, they haven't announced that they're doing that, and perhaps they won't. But if there was an overriding authority that's working with all the conferences that could tell us, all right, here's why the Big Ten's doing it, the Southeast Conference is not, here's how the other schools are going to work out for out-of-conference game, coordinate the effort a little bit, because otherwise you have teams like Brigham Young as an independent. I believe they have several games with Pac-12 teams that are gone. So what's going to happen to Brigham Young? Is there anybody in authority that's looking at the whole picture and what is beneficial to all of college football? And we don't have that. And that's disconcerting.
It is. I 100% agree with you. And obviously, there was a great column by, I think it was Dan Wetzel at USA Today, or I'm sorry, Dan Wetzel at Yahoo, or Dan Wolken at USA Today. I'll have to go look. We'll see if we can find that and mention it next time. But, you know, there was a great column not too long ago about this whole idea that, you know, the NCAA is basically toothless. And the fact that there's no, I'm not sure if you could hear my phone ringing in the background or not, but sorry about that, Jim. I was trying to end it. But, you know, the fact that Mark Emmert is nowhere to be found at this point in time kind of tells you all you need to know, right? I mean, there's just there's not a lot of leadership from the NCAA because they know that the college football is run by the college football playoff, and the college football playoff doesn't seem to be too terribly interested in getting in the way of all these conferences either. So now we have, again, these leaders trying to figure it out for themselves and doing what's in their best interest. And, you know, that that doesn't always work out in the best interest, you know, the best interest of the fan or the best interest of the student athletes. We'll see how that all shakes out.
Well, that's the thing, and I understand they may not have full authority, but they should be able to show leadership at this time. If not now, when, you know?
Right.
If there was ever a time to be out front, be a leader, this is it. And we're not getting that at all from the NCAA, but I think most of those fans say we're not surprised. We are not surprised by that. All right, that's it for our show. Be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.